things you hold inside you will be seeded and locked in by this date as we come into resonance with the heart of humanity through the reawakening of the Atlantean Edenic awareness. 2012 also marks a dividing line in human evolution. If by this date you are not in resonance with the dream that is moving into form, your DNA will be locked out of the story. This is, in fact, a perfectly natural occurrence. Much of current human DNA must be phased out in order for a new form to be constructed. Therefore, over several generations, we will see a great number of old patterns leaving our world. For some considerable time, this means that we may have the appearance of two separate realities existing simultaneously, those who are still living within the old systems and those who are building the new ones. 2027, Rhythmic Symphony. Many different mystics and ancient calendar systems have long predicted the great turning point of human evolution coming to a climax in this current age. The human design system, one of the great systems that laid the foundation for this work on the 64 gene keys, uses the 64 codes of the ancient I Ching as a kind of genetic clock to measure the timing of potential future mutations in human DNA. As a genetic clock, it predicts that a huge genetic mutation will sweep through the solar plexus system of humanity beginning in the year 2027. As such, the year 2027 is a difficult year to put into words. The coming consciousness shift will be an implosion of extremely high-frequency Siddhic consciousness. Certainly after this date, nothing will ever be the same again. Beginning in the year 2027, our planet will begin a gradual process of falling silent into a state of awe. Between 2012 and 2027, a core awakening fractal of humanity will lay the foundations of a new world that will, over many generations, reshape this planet from the inside out. Old systems will crumble as the new order arises unscathed within their midst. This time will mark the phase of recreating Eden, which never left this planet but remained as an energetic blueprint. Harmony and melody will be synthesized here into a divine universal rhythm. For the first time, humanity will hear and be the virtuoso soloist in the great symphony of the spheres. At a certain point in our future, beyond 2027, we will finally discover the wonder of simply being. There really will be nothing left to do on Earth but enjoy the garden, something our species has not yet managed to do. Part 3. The Manifestations. The Marriage of the Sacred Couple. As we touched upon previously, the coming shift will precipitate the end of the age of the individual I and the beginning of the age of the collective we. There are multiple stages in this process, and the first stage concerns a major shift in the frequency of relationships on our planet. The awakening will bring many new phenomena into the world, one of which we have always dreamed of but never yet attained, the ideal of the sacred marriage. The contemporary institution of marriage is an attempt to capture this ideal on the physical plane. However, marriages and relationships until now, even the clearest and purest, have not been able to fully embody the principle of marriage at its highest potential, the actual sharing of the same aura. In order for the ideal of the sacred couple to exist on the physical plane, there must first be a melding of awareness. This is the unio mystica, or conjunctio, spoken of by the alchemists. Enlightenment or realization has always been a state that flowers in individuals, and historically, the world has never seen an enlightened couple in its truest sense. We may have seen symbolic examples, and there are certainly couples who have experienced these states together for short periods of time. However, the first stage in the breaking down of barriers between these human forms will be the healing of the yin-yang split between man and woman. The ancestral pressure between the sexes is so vast that it has thus far prevented true melding. When the first relationships experience dual enlightenment, we will know that the deepest wound of all has finally been healed, the wound symbolized by the division and fall of Adam and Eve. These sacred marriages will have an unbelievable energy field around them. In fact, they will be at the core of whole new communities. Such experiences will herald the end of sexuality as we know it today, because the same genetic force that repels the sexes is the force responsible for mating. In other words, the human sexual force will gradually be sublimated into creativity and higher consciousness. Over time, this means that the population of our planet will go through a steady and consistent decline. The ancient symbol for the 55th gene key is the cup of abundance, or the sacred chalice. At the shadow level of consciousness, this cup is never full. One side of the relationship is always pulling and the other pushing, one needing and the other rejecting. This situation is caused because of the human tendency to blame, which creates a constant dynamic in the relationship whereby both partners drain each other. In the human relationships that are coming, the cup is neither half full nor half empty. There is only one awareness in the relationship, so the cup is always overflowing. We will no longer fall in love, but we will rise in love. The great love that exists between the yin and yang will finally shatter the illusion of our separateness and release the endless font of energy from the nucleus of creation itself. Ultimately, it will be through the extended families and communities of these sacred marriages that the new awareness will spread. The music of change. Many scientists have found similarities between the structure of DNA and music. Parts of DNA and protein sequences are often repeated with very minor changes. This imperfect repetition has often been likened to the compositional structure of music, particularly classical music and music from the East. The idea that the human body itself is musical is not so far-fetched. We are a delicate framework of rhythms and melodies. Our brain waves, blood circulation, heartbeat, endocrine cycles, and the very fluid of our cells all breathe according to a very consistent rhythm. At an even deeper subatomic level, our molecules and their atomic structures also vibrate at very high frequencies and are designed around universal geometries. Seen in this way, the human being is nothing more than a symphony of interwoven rhythms, tempos, and sounds. The 55th gift is deeply connected to sound and the way in which our bodies and emotions respond to sound. The ageless connection between the human emotional spectrum and music is rooted here in this gene key. Perhaps one of the most poignant analogies between the structure of DNA and music concerns the triplet. DNA is structured in triplets made up of combinations of base pairs. The triplet is the key structural foundation of the entire genetic helix. In music, the triplet represents something quite extraordinary. It represents the pure longing of life itself. The musical triplet is always trying to resolve to another note, and in this sense it has the effect of leaving the human heart hanging in the air. This longing is exactly what is expressed through the 55th gift. It is the longing to create more. Unlike duality, Trinity is not a straight line. It doesn't rest, but repeats, always free and always fresh. As the great change comes to human beings, the ancient fear within us will subside, and we will hear a new kind of music. We will vibrate at a higher frequency that will chemically lift us free from the old genetic fears. We will become one with the music of life and experience the entire spectrum of emotions, from the light to the dark, without fear and without shame. This is a new kind of music for humans. There are no paths to follow and no need for systems or structures to keep us safe. Those old ways are leaving the world. The new human being will no longer try to escape the pure longing of life within him or her. We will no longer fear true freedom because we will operate from an awareness that is beyond the mind and its concerns about the future. Ultimate freedom has nothing to do with your life circumstances. It is the freedom of allowing the self to dissolve into the waves of the ocean. It is the freedom that is born through one's absolute trust in life. Poetic genetics. The highest expression of human language is poetry. True poetry captures the hidden essence of what cannot be said in words. The secret is the rhythm, the cadence, and the tonal frequency. To be a poet, imagination has to free itself from the structure of language. Likewise, the true nature of humanity cannot be caught or homogenized into a logical framework. Our true nature is wildness, and it is this wildness that scares people. The moment you think you have pinned life down, it mutates. We humans are in a deep process of transcending the mental game of trying to understand life. The ancient Indian sages called the world we inhabit Maya, an illusion. Our problem has always been that we try to understand this Maya through an instrument, the mind, bound by laws that prevent true understanding. You cannot use an instrument within the Maya to understand the Maya. This new awareness in humans will bring an end to so many things. One such ending we will witness will be the end of the question of how. As a species, we will no longer be obsessed with intellectual understanding. This will also mark the end of the spiritual seeker. We will no longer fix our awareness on our structures and systems. We will no longer hunger at any level. Like the poet or the musician, we will enter into the mystery itself. Humanity is actually at the very early stages of transcending our genetics. As our consciousness begins to rise up on the pure awareness of our emotional system, we will finally see through the veil that has long held us captive. Once we are free from our minds in this way, we can truly create great poetry of our lives. We are entering into an era of great beauty. It will be a transcendent era in which creativity will rule, and life itself will be experienced as art. The possible and likely effects of future genetic mutation. As we transit into this coming phase, particularly in the years following 2027, there are many things about the world that will change. Because of the nature of mutation, there will be sudden quantum leaps that are followed by long periods of integration. All change on a social level takes time, and some of these phases may last hundreds of years. Physical changes. The secret of the 55th gift at a physiological level lies in a single element, salt. Salt has long been known for its purifying properties and its ability to leach toxins from the body. Every single cell within your body contains salt, and its balance within the body is a major key to health. Everything connected to this 55th gift is rooted in its literal and metaphorical relationship to water. As we learned through the 32nd gene key, water holds memory. When your emotions become really intense, you release memory through the salt in your tears and or sweat. what is beginning to happen to humanity now, and what will become more and more intense, is a process whereby ancient memories are being chemically released from our bodies. Heightened emotional awareness will gradually draw the toxic genetic memories out of the human form. At a physical level, this will occur through your sweat, your tears, and your urine. In the same way that seawater evaporates to leave behind its salt, so human beings are going through a process of evaporation and distillation. At a chemical level, we are beginning to change. A new network of neurocircuitry in the solar plexus is superseding the reptilian fear-based neurocircuitry of the old brain. As the 59th Siddhi testifies, human beings will gradually become more transparent as the body no longer produces the old chemicals created by fear. With the closing down of certain chemical processes associated with the hindbrain, the body's needs will radically change. Without the toxins created by fear, the body will need far less salt and it will become much less dense. Diet. As the human body's need for salt decreases, our digestive system will begin to mutate. This is, after all, a solar plexus mutation. As our digestive system mutates to accommodate a higher frequency passing throughout our DNA, it is likely that our diet will also change. The body will not only stop craving salty foods, but will actually reject them outright. It is also probable that gradually humans will stop eating meat, and we will certainly not be able to tolerate the high salt intake provided by modern processed food. As our children inherit the mutation through their DNA, they may well be born with a physiological allergy to salty food and/or meat. All these changes are the result of the mutation and will come in their own time. During the current transition period, human beings actually require even more salt than usual in order for the toxicity of the past to be collectively purified. This is the hidden reason behind the current worldwide revolution in processed food. Nature knows exactly what she is doing, and we should take heart from this. Digestion is rooted in the mineral realm, in the way in which the body uses and dissolves trace elements from food and water. In the future, in a totally new way, we will become highly efficient at drawing and combining the elements from food. The mechanical means for this will be through our moods. In other words, our bodies will tell us exactly what we need to eat and when through the medium of our mood. One of the most likely effects of the mutation will be that we will simply not feel hungry as often as we do now, with the result that we eat far less. Added to this, our bodies will begin to find other means of absorbing higher frequency food through air and sunlight. Eventually, far down the road, when the final pieces of the cosmic chess game are in place, the sixth Siddhi will flower within the collective, making our skin totally translucent, thereby allowing us to live purely on light. Emotions and decisions, the stilling of the wave. Some of the most radical changes to humanity will concern the emotional system itself. Presently, human beings are victims of the whims of their emotions. Their decisions are out of harmony with their true nature, creating a collective energy field of chaos. As the mutation takes hold, what we now call emotion will have a completely different role. It will no longer be experienced as emotion at all. It will be a means of communication. The people in whom this mutation manifests will not be caught in the emotional drama of life. They will still feel every single nuance of the emotional environment deep within their bodies, but their awareness will ride on top of these waves instead of being lost within them. The result is that they will feel extremely calm and one of the ways in which they will be recognized is through the peacefulness in their eyes. Every person carrying the mutation will effectively still the wave in his or her environment. As more and more people are born into this awareness, their collective presence will slowly tune the rest of humanity to a different dimension, a dimension of endless clarity and stillness. This will also deeply affect the way in which human beings make decisions. Decisions will no longer be subject to the shifting patterns of emotional chemistry. Decisions will emerge instantly and with great clarity as the collective chemistry across the planet becomes calmer. Such decisions will no longer belong to individuals, but will emerge directly from the harmonious nexus of the collective itself. The process of the stilling of the wave will ultimately lead to an era of world peace. As a metaphor, this process is akin to an orchestra warming up before a concert. All one hears is a cacophony of different tones sounded on different instruments at random. This is the current state of humanity. When the mutation arrives, the conductor taps his stick on his podium until every instrument is silent. Only when silence has been attained can we hear the hidden harmony that is the true nature of humanity. The environment. Many people today are very concerned about the environment of our planet and the great damage that is occurring due to the huge pressures of globalization. Before we look at the good news that lies ahead of us, it is important to understand why humanity currently appears to be causing such damage to itself. To understand such things, one has to look at the bigger picture. The planet is our greater body, and just as the physical body of human beings is going through a genetic mutation, so is all life. All of life is a delicate network of interwoven threads. It is not possible for one species to undergo a major mutation without affecting all other species. Our current generation is the sacrificial generation. Our collective body is purging humanity of its ancient toxins. From the dietary level, we have seen that the West, in particular, has such a high salt intake that a huge swath of the population is obese. Fat is the fuel of mutation, and this mutation is leaching out the collective shadows of humanity. Stress is another symptom of increased activity through the solar plexus. Mutation puts the physical vehicle under great stress. At every level of society, the ancient human wound is being expressed, through business, government, and the environment itself. This is the true meaning of the myth of the flood. The flood is coming, and it will separate the gift consciousness from the victim consciousness. Global warming and pollution are classic expressions of the human wound seen on a broader level. These kinds of phenomena represent the last raging of the victim consciousness, with the earth herself playing the role of victim. There is enormous collective fear surrounding the issue of what we are doing to our environment, but the irony is that if humanity were not in the grip of this world mutation, we would inevitably destroy ourselves. The rising of the 55th gift as a physical genetic mutation is literally creating a new species. As our spirit settles and our awareness allows us to experience unity with each other, we will also experience unity with all creatures. The new awareness will particularly connect us to animals in a direct way, since their awareness already functions collectively. Although they carry different genetic equipment, their true nature is that of the 55th gift, freedom. Not only will we stop eating animals, but for the first time, we will experience ourselves as one with them. In everything we do, freedom will play the central role. A major key to the future will be the huge decrease in human population that occurs due to the shift in frequency of the emotional and sexual apparatus. The busy world we see today will fall silent. Huge tracts of the earth will be reclaimed by wilderness. The sense of space and freedom that is the essence of our planet will return. As we have seen, the nature of freedom is wildness. We will not have to do anything to heal the planet. There simply will not be enough of us to do harm, so nature will find her own wild balance. The animals will be free to roam, the plants and forests will be free to spread and blossom, and man will be free to enjoy simply being alive. The very force that has driven man to where he is now, the force of fear, will be gone. As we said earlier, it is always difficult to foresee the details of what life will look like in our future. What we can see is the spirit of the age. It is more than likely that man will continue to harness the incredible technology he has thus far created, and with the rising of our inherent gifts, we are bound to improve on it exponentially. The future will not be a retrogressive period of going back to our primal roots. It will be more a co-creative stewardship of nature. In essence, human beings have always been gardeners, and that is really our role in this planet, to complete the beauty of nature by adding our own spirit to it. The real work of transmutation at a planetary level will be done by the oceans. All the toxins created by man will find their way into the water cycle and over time be purified by the salt within the world's oceans. Once again, one can see the elemental power that lies behind this 55th gift, as well as the mystical meaning behind the coming age of Aquarius, the age of the water bearer. Future technology and the new science of synthesis. When contemplating humanity's potential future technologies and their use and effect on our world, we should bear in mind that the coming mutation will directly affect the way we think. Since our primary awareness is shifting to the solar plexus area, all future insights and breakthroughs in science will come from this awareness rather than from our logical mind. This will entirely change scientific approach. Instead of beginning with doubt and then working to resolve that doubt through scientific method, we will begin with certainty and use logic to confirm and deepen that certainty. This will give birth to a new era of science and technology, and the future science will be a science of synthesis. Science will work hand in hand with art, music, mythology, and psychology, and of particular importance, it will be rooted in the physical structure and understanding of the body. The central axis of all future logical systems involved in this grand new synthesis is sacred geometry. Geometry is the central organizing model that allows the human mind to correlate all patterns within the holographic universe. For example, it is now being shown in advanced physics that the geometry of the 64 is not only present within the tetrahedral structure of DNA, but also underpins space-time itself, as well as being the foundation of music. With the help of advanced computer technology, we can now generate highly complex models of our universe using the laws of fractal geometry. Using this geometry, it will become possible to unify all the sciences and arts into a single, integrated, cohesive whole. Such a synthesis can only be made possible through mass collaboration across a wide variety of fields of expertise. With our awareness opening up within the solar plexus, the new physics will set off in a completely new direction. Our most bountiful natural resource is the sun, and it will likely become the true source of our energy. One of the great Western sages of the last century, Mikhail Ivanov, spoke of future humanity becoming a solar civilization. In the hologram of the universe, the reawakening of our inner sun in the solar plexus will have its reflection in our technology. It is a universal law that our external findings mirror our inner development. This statement has even greater implications for our future. As we transcend the very structure of our DNA, we will break free from the gravitational pull of the lower frequencies. In science, this will be reflected in the new technologies such as plasma physics, which will shortly enable us to transcend physical gravity and bend time and space. The new science will begin to take humanity into a future that at this moment may well seem like science fiction. Once we have technologies that harness the powers of gravity, we can travel outside our solar system and begin to explore our galaxy and universe. This will mark the phase in which Earth finally becomes a player in a far wider field of intelligence than we currently comprehend. All these breakthroughs are in fact much closer than most of us dare dream. More than likely, the technological foundations will be laid for this completely new epoch of humanity's story in the first half of this very century. Government, poverty, and money. To grasp the future social structure of humanity, you need to have a clear understanding of the nature of fractals. You can learn more about this subject from a thorough contemplation of the 44th, 45th, and 49th Siddhis. Each of these concerns the different levels of change that will revolutionize the way human beings interact on a collective level. It is evident that humanity will eventually become linked together by a single pervading spirit, in much the same way that we are linked together today on the material plane through the Internet. The creation of the electronic World Wide Web is a precursor of what is to come at a genetic level. The nature of this human spirit is freedom, which means that freedom will become the only real human agenda. As the human spirit becomes free, another critical gene key will flower collectively, the 50th gift of equilibrium. This gift is one of the most important in terms of how human beings serve and support each other. Through the 50th gift, humanity is slowly being brought into a state of cosmic harmony. At a social level, the presence of this gift in different societies and racial groupings will bring about a new kind of order. This gift will precipitate the gradual demise of corruption and crime. This means that appropriate assistance will move between the developed countries and the less developed countries, and the problems of poverty will eventually be overcome. The future of money can also be seen quite clearly through an understanding of certain gifts and siddhis, in particular the 45th siddhi. Money is essentially a physical expression of victim consciousness. It represents human fear. Our relationship to money is therefore our relationship to fear. There is nothing that reveals a hidden agenda more quickly than the subject of money. Nearly all money, given or received, carries a hidden charge. Only money that is given or received unconditionally has no charge attached. As money is handled in a cleaner way, it will become energetically laundered and manifest one of the great cosmic laws that to give is to receive. The most successful businesses of the future will be based upon the 45th gift of synergy. These kinds of businesses will no longer be based on competition and fear, but will be transparent and highly efficient. Greed and fear are actually highly inefficient. As the highest aspects of the 45th siddhi come into play, money itself will eventually come to an end. When this finally occurs, it will be the greatest symbol of true freedom that our planet has ever manifested, and it will inspire a worldwide celebration, the like of which has never been known. As we have seen, This 55th gene key is a part of the codon group called the Ring of the Whirlwind. Together with the 49th gene key, it will cause dramatic changes at all levels of our society. Interestingly, this codon ring codes for an amino acid called histidine, which is released during physical orgasm. The whirlwind moving through the human genome can indeed be likened to a collective orgasm, a spiraling force of consciousness that ripples through the body of humanity, taking us to higher and higher levels of unity and ecstasy. Death, medicine, and the Siddhic supernova. Freedom is the only true medicine of the future. There are many levels of freedom, but the ultimate freedom is freedom from believing you are separate from life. The coming awareness through the 55th gene key heralds the absolute end of the fear of death. In fact, the 55th gene key does more than end this fear. It proves that there is no such thing as death. This fear of death actually lies within the 28th shadow, which has a deep connection to the 55th gift. As the 55th gene key mutates, so will the 28th gene key, at least to the gift level of totality. The sacred to optimal health lies here in the 28th gift, because it is about the free flow of life force through the physical body. As we humans transcend the old fear, life force will once again flow through our bodies unimpeded. The sheer power and vitality of this energy carries enormous healing potential, and it will literally eradicate all the diseases that riddle humanity. The true nature of illness and disease is rooted in this core fear of death. With the uprooting of this fear, we are truly entering into an age where medicine will be superfluous and will slowly become defunct. Naturally, as the old diseases are purified, some of them may mutate and even become more widespread for a period of time. This process will probably last several hundred years. True healing is connected to our ancestral DNA, and in order for a single person to be in perfect health, their entire genetic lineage must be burned clean. This cleansing takes place through the presence of the siddhis as they manifest in the world. Every time a siddhi manifests through someone, it sends a shockwave of purity back down the entire genetic fractal line. People who bring the siddhic frequencies into the world also take into themselves the collective shadows of their ancestral lines. We stand on the cusp of a siddhic supernova. The number of those in whom the siddhis are manifest will very shortly increase in the world as a great incarnation takes place on the physical plane. This incarnation represents the third aspect of the Holy Trinity, the Divine Feminine Spirit. However, this incarnation will not be a single being, it will be a collective spirit using a specific constellation of beings, each occupying a core fractal. For further detailed information on the role of core fractals, you can listen to the 44th Siddhi. The process of the incarnation of the Divine Feminine will last many generations, but its final result will be the purification of all the fractal lines throughout humanity, resulting in the burning up of the collective karma stored in human DNA, and the eventual eradication of all disease on the physical plane. Children and education. The final area we will look at is in many ways the most important of all. It is our children who hold the future in their hands. Many of the young children coming into the world today are carrying the seed of the future mutation in their blood. It will be their children who give birth to the new awareness beginning around the date 2027. One of the amazing things about children is the clear and innocent way in which they process the emotional wave. our current generation of children really reflect the chemical changes that are to come, and their emotional nature in this sense is quite unique. These are children whose emotional swings or physical manifestations should not be seen at a personal level, but at a collective level. Of course, these children need to be given the usual boundaries that any parent gives a child, but with a greater sense of freedom as well. The mutation is coming to our emotional system, and as it moves through our chemistry, it will tend to throw up erratic behavior patterns and unpredictable emotional phenomena. The real key is for parents not to assume that there is something wrong with their children, but to give them even more love and to be extremely patient. As for the children of future generations, some of them will carry the mutation and some will not. The mutation will appear all over the globe. It will not be difficult to spot those who carry the new awareness because they will not display the emotional symptoms we usually associate with young children growing up. Parents will find a new kind of peacefulness emerging within their families simply from having one of these children in their home. All these children will display unique gifts from an early age, depending on their hologenetic profile and their prime gifts. One of the great changes these children will bring will be to the education system, because their main center of awareness is located outside of their brain, they will appear exceedingly bright. Once the mind is transcended, true genius emerges. Their method of learning will be closer to osmosis than repetition, and their memory will be extraordinary. One might have the impression from all of this that these children will be very vulnerable within our existing society. However, this is not true. Because of their gifts, they will not require special treatment or schooling. On the contrary, they must integrate into normal life. Wherever they go, they will draw the experiences to them that allow them to further enhance their gifts. Their strength derives from their very transparency. They will be moved by a force so powerful that it is beyond our current understanding. It would be impossible for such children to ever feel alone or victimized. The presence of these children throughout society will reveal the limitations of existing educational systems. One of the practices from our past that may very likely make a comeback will be the system of apprenticeship, where children with specific talents become apprenticed to specific teachers and learn about life through the world, rather than from behind a desk. At every level, the 55th gift of freedom will make itself known. For a child, freedom is about play. It is through play that a child learns about his or her world. Thus, it is likely that the children of the future will no longer be sent to schools at an early age, but will be given the amount of space they need to truly flourish. As these children grow up, they will initiate the first great pulse of the new epoch into the world. It is therefore imperative that they are fully integrated into the existing social structures of the planet. Many of them may become teachers themselves, or doctors, lawyers, business people, and other normal professionals. Because they can feel life at a holistic level, they will be able to introduce subtle reforms that create a ripple effect at all levels of society. Everything they touch will become more efficient. These will be people who hold absolutely no fear within their system, but can sense the fear in everyone else. This level of empathy will make them masters of relationships. Slowly and imperceptibly, these children and their children's children will transform our planet. As was mentioned earlier, higher consciousness is literally going to breed the victim consciousness out of humanity. Conclusion. All of this is an intuitive exploration into the archetypal codes contained in the 64 gene keys, as seen through the lens of the 55th gene key. As such, it contains the frequencies of our common future rather than the specifics. It is the frequency lying behind the entire work on the 64 gene keys that is of prime importance. There are those who resonate fully with these frequencies and those who do not. This book is written for those of you who do resonate with such higher frequencies. Everybody has within their being a barometer of truth, and this manifests in different ways within different people. If you have felt the breath of truth within these words, then you are one who is ready to dive deeply into your own shadows and own them fully. Freedom comes at a price, and that price is transparency. You must own every negative feeling and tendency within you and take full responsibility for it. You must draw back the subtle arrows of blame, and you must locate every hidden vestige of fear within your being and embrace it without fear. Once you are transparent and truthful with yourself and others, this seed of the future awareness can take root in you. Even though it may not be present in your genetics as a physical mutation, you can still resonate strongly to the energy field behind it. Furthermore, if you are open-hearted and humble enough, this awareness will inevitably awaken within you, and it will use your life as a launching pad to soar into the skies of freedom and prepare the ground for the true world of high romance that is to come. 56th Gene Key, Divine Indulgence, Programming Partner, 60th Gene Key, Codon Ring, The Ring of Trials, 12, 33, 56. Physiology, thyroid, parathyroid. Amino acid, none. Terminator codon. The 56th shadow, distraction. The world mask. As you delve more deeply into the 64 gene keys, you will begin to appreciate how these codes are interwoven across many different dimensions. As a hologenetic reflection of the cosmos in which we live, the 64 gene keys allow you to travel through the infinite reaches of your inner universe. The 21 codon rings, universal genetic groupings inside your body, are one of the greatest mysteries within the structure of your DNA. Chemically, the codons synthesize the 64 genetic triplets into groups that codify the 21 major amino acids. As archetypes, however, the codon rings reflect a mysterious symmetry at play within the universe as a whole. Within this interwoven geometry, the Ring of Trials, which includes the 12th, 33rd, and 56th gene keys, lays out the great dramatic script of evolution itself. These three gene keys do not code to any amino acids, but instead relate to a set of specific instructions known as stop codons. If you were to track through your own DNA, you would come to these special places every now and again, in the reams of coded information that make up the fabric of your being. These three gene keys and the 41st gene key, known as the start codon, share a vital genetic role inside you. And there is more to them than just instructions, despite what biologists may think or see. As the building block of living matter, DNA is designed to mutate in order to continue evolving. The genetic code itself changes shape and adapts its function over great spans of time, and the gene keys also change their functioning. The 35th gene key is an example of this. It sits alone in the genome in a similar fashion to the stop and start codons, but is very unique, as you will discover when you explore its rather unusual nature. The fact is that the 35th gene key used to function as a stop codon in a far more primitive phase of our evolution. However, this aspect of your DNA has mutated over the course of evolution, and now, at its highest frequency, it allows human beings to take a shortcut through their genetics, resulting in phenomena that we generally regard as miracles. The Ring of Trials also lends itself to such possibilities, which means we do not know what its gene keys may be capable of once they have been awakened. However, at the shadow frequency, you can see exactly what they do and how they affect you. As the first of the three great trials, the 33rd shadow sets the pattern of your forgetting and conceals your true universal nature. This trial means you must journey through time and space across many incarnations until you come back to a memory of your greater self. The second trial, laid down by the 56th shadow, involves maintaining the illusion of your individuality by keeping you distracted through your five senses. As you remember more of yourself, you will come to realize the extent of your addiction to the external world, and over time you will turn your energies inward and break this powerful addiction. Finally, the 12th shadow of vanity comes at the end of your evolution. It is the last great trial and tests the depth of your surrender to the ultimate. In this trial, you must give up everything you have attained in all your countless journeys, and in so doing, you will attain final transcendence. Now that we have a clearer background to this 56th gene key, we can enter more fully into the field of its transmission and learn how devastating its shadow theme of distraction can be. Let us begin with an example of the power of this distraction. Over 50% of humanity has never used a telephone. Allow the implications of that statistic to sink into your consciousness for a few moments. If that many people in the world are still distracted by issues of survival, what are the other 50% of people who are more fortunate doing about it? The answer is almost nothing. They are too distracted themselves by the minutiae of their own lives, by mortgages, telephones, restaurants, television, politics, computerization, and just about everything else you can imagine. Distraction greatly impedes evolution, but it also finally brings you into a fuller appreciation of your own misery. In the modern world, we appear almost desperate to distract ourselves from who we really are. At the same time, we now have so many distractions that we are becoming increasingly aware of the extent of our addiction. You will see here that the reactive nature of the 56th shadow is overstimulation, and this is the essence of distraction. As long as you are overstimulated through your senses, you do not have to feel your own discomfort. Overstimulation or understimulation keeps you numb. The shadow of distraction places a mask over the world, which prevents you from seeing life as it truly is. As we constantly leave our center and travel out through the five senses, we become victims of our material lives. Unlike many of the 64 shadows, which keep you a victim of your own thinking, the 56th shadow ensures that you will be a victim of someone else's thinking. In other words, environmental conditioning. Whether through your country's government, television, or media, or simply the belief systems of your religions, cultures, teachers, parents, or peers, the world constantly tells you how you should think. It is not surprising that we are easily distracted from our real dreams and ideals as we get washed into the belief systems of others. Distraction works in one of two ways. The most common type of distraction is outer distraction. In other words, the outer world of the senses distracts you from your inner world of feelings and the reality of the higher realms. In this respect, we tend to blame the outside world and the people in it for what happens to us, instead of realizing that our circumstances reflect our inner state, the well-known New Age epithet, "You create your own reality," is actually only half true. You do not create the actual events of your life, but you do influence their playing out through your attitude. When you blame people in the world around you, you set up a victim frequency pattern that reinforces itself over and over in your life. If, on the other hand, you are able to accept everything that happens to you, regardless of whether you enjoy it or not, you set up a surrender frequency pattern that allows you to move through life with great fluidity and beauty, and your life reflects it. The other less common form of distraction is inner distraction. Inner distraction is when you are so inwardly focused that you forget the outer world. You live in a fantasy world of your own making, with no real anchor in the material world. In this sense, you look through a lens whereby everything meets the criteria of your fantasy. You see what you want to see, but you do not see the truth. This is where we can see the power of the 56th Gene Key's programming partner, the 60th shadow of limitation. The 60th Gene Key is about the importance of structure and form, and for some people, this can seem a distraction from their fantasy. The gift of the 60th Gene Key is realism, which means that you must accept the present moment as it is, without any projected mental overlay. The moment you become distracted from what is actually happening, you severely limit the outcome of the events taking place in the present moment. It is easy to see how the 60th shadow of limitation feeds the human need to be distracted. Whenever you feel that you are limited, it means that your mind has trapped you. Instead of freeing yourself from this discomfort through facing and accepting it, your tendency will be to run away from the feeling as fast as you can. Whether that means opening the fridge, turning on the TV, or picking up the telephone. The world mask keeps us engaged, entertained, and distracted by the dramas going on all around us, as well as within us. And, perhaps saddest of all, the world mask keeps us poor, for when we are distracted by something that simply keeps us in the same state of inert numbness, we are truly impoverished. Repressive nature. Sullen. The repressive mode of the 56th shadow is sullenness. To be sullen means to be understimulated. It is a collapsing of our spirit into a kind of numbness. This state is one often associated with teenagers, who can often enter these kinds of long-term sulks. Many adults who had difficult childhoods also find themselves victim to these dead spaces, which become entrenched as patterns in the endocrine and nervous systems. This is how the physical body over time manifests an emotional pattern through its chemistry. In adults with the 56th shadow, this repressive side can often manifest as the lemming syndrome, in which people lose sight of their true aspirations and become enslaved to the tedium of mundane lives. You can see this shadow reflected in the eyes of such people. They appear lackluster and devoid of all joy. Reactive nature. Overstimulated. The reactive side of the 56th shadow is overstimulation. This manifests as a constant need to maintain movement at all levels of one's being. There is a particular need within this shadow to satisfy the eyes and for anything that stimulates the eyes, from reading to watching television to fantasizing to traveling. These people can lead completely internal lives. On the outside, they may seem perfectly normal, but inside they harbor all kinds of fantasies. On the other hand, these people can also lead lives that are focused only on the outer world, in denial of the inner world altogether. The 56th shadow is reflected in all behavioral patterns that allow us to avoid feeling the reality of who we are and how we currently feel. We keep moving, changing relationships, or trying new experiences. We simply do not know how to stop. The 56th gift, enrichment, turning within. As with all the gifts of the 64 gene key,